Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart.
The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. The Lord is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. I said the Lord is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit, and He's doing great things in those who love Him, those who are true. When we get to heaven and we see, we're going to be able to know more about what God has been doing all along. Every time He reveals something to me that He's doing, and I don't always, you know, when He tell you to do something, sometimes you wonder, why that? What's going on? But you focus on what you're supposed to do, and over time you find out it's part of a much greater plan. And as the plan unfolds, it's so amazing. That's why I always say that on every broadcast I do. I give reverence to the guidance of the Holy Spirit, the works of the Holy Spirit. God is truly moving by the Holy Spirit, bringing life to disaster. And I love the Holy Spirit. I love being guided into all truth. You know, a long time ago, I realized that what God is doing in His people, it's off the charts amazing. And we're involved with it. And I don't give that revelation away unless God prompts me to. But I promise you this, when you get to heaven, you're going to see it for yourself. And if people knew how important their life can really be, they wouldn't waste it. If they could believe God, if you don't believe God, you can't even get started. A lot of people want to know their purpose, but they don't give God their attention long enough to learn anything. And then they live by lies and deceit and rebellion. And then they try to protect Him. And that's the condition that God found all of us in, running from the Lord with our fig leaves, with our fig leaf garments. And God's got a blessing for us, much better than the contraption we come up with. Fig leaves, they got an itch. But nevertheless, God loves us. He didn't give up on Adam and Eve, which means He didn't give up on you and me. And as I learn of Him, it makes me want to serve Him even more. It makes me want to trust Him even more. It makes me desire not to fail even more. So failure is not an option that I have to choose. Failure is, that's what happens when people disregard what God is doing. Have no desire to do that. But God loves us, and He loves all people. And I want my whole life to represent the fact that God loves us all, and He cares about us all, and He wants to help us. He's serving us. Helping us serve others. What can be more beautiful than that? Who would think God would serve us? He serves us. He made us. Then He died for us to redeem us. Then He blessed us and rewards us as we go forward doing good. Satan will never do that. Everything Satan will give you is stolen. And you can't trust anything he speaks. You can't trust anything he says. Everything is a lie in the world system. It's a counterfeit. It's not real. It's just something to dazzle the mind for a while, and then you're stuck in a trap that you can't get out of. It takes faith to get out of his trap, and faith through Christ is the faith that it takes to get us out of Satan's traps. And I talk a lot about authority and learning of God and knowing God. As we learn of him, we're able to do more, and we're able to be stable in the knowledge and revelation of God. Before we can operate in his revelation, we have to receive it and then walk in it. Act like it's true. Kenneth Hagin used to say, act like it's true. Fill your heart with the word and act like it is true. But act like it's true. Operate in it. Work in it. You know, when a man is sick and, you know, and he believed God for healing, he'd get up and do something. heal people, do things. They work. And then wisdom. Don't forget wisdom. Wisdom is wonderful. Wisdom is better than strength. And there's always, choose, as you, after you choose to do what's best for yourself, look for wiser ways to do it. Ways that's more refined and better. You know, I see people my age hurting their backs. But a long time ago when I lifted weights, I decided to do abdomen exercises, sit-ups, back raises. I put muscles around my waist so that if I'm going to lift weights, I wanted to have a strong back. And if you don't have a strong back, no matter how strong you become, you're weak if you have a bad back. And I made there are countermeasures. You know, the last broadcast was called Your Countermeasures. We can counter everything that can possibly go wrong. And most weightlifters, they focus on their arms and chest and their legs, but they don't do much about their stomach and their back. And so if you made a decision to become stronger, but wisdom would say, make your back stronger. Make every part that's weak, make it just as strong as the rest. And then take care of yourself. Get enough sleep. Set yourself up to win in life. Don't eat too much of the wrong thing. Eat a moderate amount of whatever you eat. You know, making good judgment calls is very important to a healthy life. And then, you know, using the back for an example, and my bones, I'm older now, I'm 57, and when I'm doing this recording, and I want to age well, and I've seen people age well. So I pray over my body. I listen to the word, pray over my body, and then I protect it. Now, I'm very limber, and I'm still strong, and sometimes on my job, I have to climb ladders, and sometimes I'll jump down high places. But when I saw people in their 50s having knee problems, I stopped doing that. I just take it easy. I started carrying stuff all the way across the shop. I get the hand truck. Why risk it? Your body's aged, so treat it. You know, I wished I had done that a long time ago, but wisdom is better than strength. I'm not hurting now, so hopefully I can keep it going. Now, in case there is something does happen, the Lord can help me out of it. And I want God to do so. I'm going to pray for healing. I want my whole life to be like it should be. As long as I live on this earth, I want to do things like I've been doing. I want to fix cars, paint cars. I want to ride motorcycles. I want to play with my kids. Now, one day, my grandkids. I don't want to be rolling around in a wheelchair. And I'm sure nobody does, but I want to be active. If I can live to be 120, I want it to be good years of activity. I want whatever I'm doing now, I want to do then. And, you know, I want to be able to enjoy life. And I know that I want to eat the same kind of things that I eat. So you just don't eat too much of what you know is wrong. Don't eat too much sweets and fats and things like that. Eat things in moderate amounts. Some foods I reserve for the holidays, and I eat things that I like. Because one day, the doctor may say, well, you can't eat that anymore. But if you judge yourself, you won't be judged. Now, all these things are spiritual, just as much as they are natural. If you know you're doing something you shouldn't, if you judge yourself, then God won't judge you. You've done the judgment, and you made corrections. And we have to do that throughout our lives. Wisdom applies. So as we receive the revelation of God, you know, receiving is, let's say somebody hands you an envelope, and you lightly pick it up and look at it. But there's an enemy that might snatch it out of your hand. So if you receive something from the Lord, get a grip on it. Handle it so that the enemy can't take it away. If a man gives you a check, an envelope, and it's got $2,000 in it, and you just you look at, oh, thank you, and you lay it on your, you don't just lay it on your coffee table. You put that in your vest or deep in your pocket so somebody can't come and take it from you, so that it don't get lost. Why not treat the revelation of God the same, no different than you would treat a $10,000 envelope? If people would receive the word of God and treat it and get a grip on it, and treat it like it's $5,000, $10,000, $50,000, $100,000. The Lord may tell somebody to pay your house off and they bring you $100,000. And it's in a duffel bag. And it's heavy. And you know this is valuable. If you don't pay that house off, you got to work and pay that house off. You don't lay it around. You get that money and you do what you're supposed to with it as fast as you can. You get a grip on that bag. If they give you a cashier's check for $200,000, you don't just lay that around. You make sure you go and do what you're supposed to. You put it in your safe till you can get it to your bank and do what you're supposed to do with it. That's how you handle precious things. The revelation of God. What if people treated the revelation of God as they would stupid money? Money is the lowest form of prosperity. Now, this is something people can relate to. If they give you a beautiful uncut diamond that's worth $3 or $4 million, they don't just leave it lying around. In other words, when you receive something from the Lord, don't let it sit on the edge of your memory. Bring it on in. Ask the Lord. I ask the Lord questions so I can get a firm understanding. Write it down. If God said it's worth writing down, write it down. Especially on the tables of your heart. I spend the rest of the day meditating on what the Lord said so it can become a part of me. Spiritually, the enemy can steal what God told you if you don't get a grip on it. And that's why the church is in such a poor condition. That's why the church is in such a poor condition compared to what we can be. A vision was given about Donald Trump that he was going to finish, but two little old frail ladies was praying for him, and they represented the church. Two little old frail ladies was praying for him, and they helped him over the hump. Just like that's what's going to happen. He's not going to leave office. Because two little old ladies, which is the church, had just enough strength to help him win. See, God has people in place. Some people, they're not even praying anymore. They look at the news and give up. But there are people who have true grit and they believe God. They stuck with what the word of God said. They stuck with what all the prophets said. And they don't say that the prophets of God missed it. They're believing God and they're thanking God for what he's doing. And they're praying for Donald Trump. They're praying for his life. They're praying for him. They didn't forget. You know, Sid Roth had real men of God on the and that have prophesied about Trump. And I'm using good old Trump for an example. I love him. And he's the president that God chose. Whether people like him or not, God chose him. And he's revealing, he's draining the swamp. He's revealing what's happening. He's showing us the America, the hidden America. And he's making it come forth. Whether people like him or not, or his tactics or not, the things that are wrong, the wicked tried to kick him out of office. They lied, bald-faced lied on him. because the devil has stirred them up, and they want to keep things like it's going. They want, they're globalists. They are they're wicked. I know they're wicked. They if a senator can make what 150 to 200,000 a year, and they leave with $30 million. That's a lot of activity to create $30 million. $30 million. The math, there's a lot of bribery, there's a lot of evil going on. It is a swamp, and this is the heads of our states. And see, they made decisions that caused war. They break down the Iron Dome. See, the angels can't protect a wicked nation. And there are leaders that's corrupt, and I mean very corrupt. And the Lord raised up somebody that would fight it. And I thank God for Donald Trump. It's cowardly to not recognize what God is doing. And some people are so wrapped up in the way they think they can't even see it for what it is. And I believe this thing is going to unwind to the point that he will win. He's not leaving office. The prophets are true. They're right. And the wicked, the media can't elect the president. The Electoral College does. And it's not over. They tried to steal this election. I'm not afraid. That's what happened. Because the wicked don't want to go down. The Lord's about to judge the earth, and he's going to expose things. Jesus said that what's been done in the dark will be exposed on the housetop. Now, if you follow God, you're going to be part of something much greater. So these are things people can have opinions about. But if you love God, you have to go and find your responsibility. How should I be praying for my president? How should I be operating in my life? Should I sit back and act like a coward and do nothing? Should I? What's my wisdom? Receive what God say and act on it. The Lord can't do anything. He works through his people. He works through our faith and our prayers. And if we act like a coward and say nothing, then he who letteth will let. Are you going to let the enemy creep in and destroy your nation? Are you going to let him take revelation from you? Are you going to let him deceive you and corral you into the world? Or are you going to stand up? You have countermeasures that you can use. You have wisdom. Whatever's weak, you can strengthen it before it goes broke. Just like my back. I protect it. I protect it better than I did when I was in my 30s and 40s. Because I'm older, and your body gets older, and it wears out. Now, when Kenneth Copeland's mother died, he explained the fact that your body wears out. And, you know, sometimes you don't think. Yes, your body does wear out. When you get close to 100, you better take it easy. You can't skateboard like you used to. But if you'll be surprised at what you can do if you use wisdom and get enough rest and the proper types of exercise and prayer. You know, there are angels that can help us. Now I'm out of time. We have to utilize what God has given us and not waste the precious revelation that God gives us and spend it on foolishness. Now I'm out of time. The Lord is not here. Continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. Truly loves you. And Jesus Christ is our Lord.